Sure. Our mayor is kind of held up just for a little bit, so we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to call the meeting to order, and Associate Pastor Houston Britt from the Oasis Church at the Wharf will do our invocation.
Is he here?
You may have to fill in for that.
Houston? All right. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for this wonderful place you allow us to live. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for everyone here that being interested in what the city of Orange Beach is doing. Lord, we just ask, pray wisdom over the council, the mayor, and everyone here. We thank you for all the blessings you give us. Lead and guide and direct us in everything we do where you will be honored. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call roll. Councilmember Jeff Silvers is absent. Councilmember Jack Robertson.
Here.
Councilmember Ginger Harrelson.
Here.
Councilmember Robert Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Jerry Johnson.
Here.
And Mayor Tony Kennan is running a little late. Absent for now.
Consideration of the agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Let's see. If there are no objections, the reading of the minutes will be waived. If there are any corrections to the minutes?
No.
If there are no corrections, the minutes stand approved as written. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest or within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply or within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? It is an honor to recognize a special group that's here today visiting the Coastal Alabama Leadership League. Would y'all just stand, because you are a great group. A experience that they are learning, all the different important things, especially the leadership throughout the county. And so tonight they come to the council meeting to see a great council do great things. But next week, I think you have Orange Beach Day, which day is that?
It'll be Wednesday.
Wednesday at the Coastal Resource Center?
Or? Yeah, it'll be the full day, 8 to 5.
8 to 5, okay, all right. Well, Orange Beach is glad you are here, and we appreciate all that y'all are doing.
Thank you.
Any of y'all want to make any other comment or anything? Or?
Next thing you'll have a sign in your yard.
Yeah. Sign that man up. Yes, sir. Okay, unfinished business. Second reading. Ordinance amending Chapter 50, Article 8, Article 13 of the Code of Ordinances for the City of Orange Beach entitled Recreational Vehicle Rentals.
Move to postpone consideration indefinitely.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The motion passed. Second reading, ordinance amending Chapter 70. Article 8 of the Code of Ordinances for the City of Orange Beach entitled Golf Carts.
Move to adopt that ordinance.
Second.
Is this going to be a roll call?
Roll call on this one. Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
And
all right. Motion did carry. Thank you. New business miscellaneous. Approval of a restaurant liquor, retail liquor license. Application for the Sunliner in Orange Beach, LLC, for a Sunliner Diner at 26035 Perdido Beach Boulevard.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Resolutions. Resolution declaring automated external defibrillators owned by the City of Orange Beach as surplus and unneeded, and or unauthorizing the donation of said property to the Alabama Charter Fishing Association.
Move to adopt that resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion accepted. Resolution authorizing the execution of an agency agreement with JJPR LLC for public relations and marketing professional services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. Resolution authorizing the execution of a professional services agreement with Heidi Lemon for theatrical performance dance instruction for Frozen. Thank you.
Yeah. Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That was a Frozen is going to come in first. Guys and Dolls will be a little later in the year.
We can't quite
do that. Take that off the agenda. all right, let's see. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for the Sportsplex through state bid from Stivers Ford Lincoln in the amount of $49,116.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for the Utilities Department through state bid from Stivers Ford Lincoln in the amount of $37,380.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Resolution authorizing the execution of a professional services agreement with Brett Blivens, I hope that's right, for tennis racket stringing services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion carried. Resolution reappointing Ryan Beebe and McGee Scarborough to the Board of Adjustment.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Resolution approved. Okay. Resolution appointing a member of the City Council to the Planning Commission to serve a four-year term ending in November 2029.
Move to adopt the resolution appointing Ginger Harrelson, who will do a fantastic job, to the Planning Commission.
I can't go there. Second.
That's what I'm talking about.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Thank you, Ginger. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. Committee of the Whole. Do I just go right into Committee of the Whole?
Mm-hmm.
Roll call for the Committee of the Whole meeting.
All right. Councilmember Silvers is absent. Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Mayor Kenton?
He's here. He's here. We're on the count.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, Penny.
Yeah. Okay. Discuss appointment of city attorney, city clerk, city treasurer, finance director, fire chief, and police chief. Discuss a depositories and authorize signatures on bank depositories. Discuss construction of a new multi-purpose facility on the police department campus. That's miscellaneous. Resolution amending the fee schedule for the Orange Beach Shooting Complex. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Geocon Engineering and Materials Testing to provide construction materials testing services for the new fire training facility in an amount not to exceed $20,000. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Geocon Engineering and Materials Testing to provide geotechnical exploration and engineering services for a new police multi-purpose facility in an amount not to exceed $3,000. Resolution authorizing an updated appraisal of the event center by the appraisal and a consultant group, Inc., in an amount not to exceed $10,000. And resolution authorizing the execution of a professional services agreement with Gerald Mills for theatrical performance direction for Frozen?
Guys and dolls right now.
All right. Public hearings. Reminder, public hearing and first reading for the ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance case number 0905 PUDA-25, James Jones's duplexes, PUD modification, Turquoise Village on November 18th, 2025.
And that good with everybody?
Yep. They're all good? Okay. Motion?
No, I'm open up for.
Yeah.
Anybody got a point? Anything you want to say?
Yes, sir.
Just a reminder, Woody Speed, regulatory manager for the city. We got word from Gulf State Park that there's going to be a prescribed burn tomorrow, about 170 acres, probably start in the morning. It's all weather dependent, but just a heads up in case we get some smoke. That's where it's coming from. All right.
Thank you, Woody.
Yes, sir.
Anyone else? Yes.
Hi, I'm Kristen Hatcher. I'm the events coordinator with the Parks and Recreation Department. Welcome to all the new council members. I just had a few announcements about some upcoming events that we have going on. This Sunday we're having Fido Fest at Waterfront Park from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. You may have seen our dog finalists that were posted yesterday. We'll have pet vendors, live music, and a pet adoption going on out there Sunday. And then just for you to mark your calendars, the annual Christmas tree lighting, we're also having a drone show for that. It's going to be Tuesday, December 2nd, 5:30 at the Wharf, hot cocoa, popcorn, letters to Santa, and a bunch of live musical performances there. And then last, the Garden Club is also hosting their Christmas carols at the museum, Tuesday, December 16th at 5:30. Okay, hope to see y'all there.
Yeah, thank you. That was outstanding. Mr. Ford Hanley.
Ford Hanley, City Administrator. I just wanted to give a shout out to all of the HR department, Michelle, Vicky, Patty, and Brianna, and the event center staff today putting on a great benefits fair for all the employees. It was a packed place at the event center and had great food from Wolf Bay, and they did a great job setting that up for everybody. So I want to tell them thank you.
Also want to thank the Parks and Rec group for putting on a great, treats and treats and trail on the trail there. And I don't know how many hundreds of kids were there, but there were a lot. And the main thing is that due to a lot of flooding and all that, the trail was hardly, you can hardly see it. The people that went out there and worked and cleaned that trail all the way from the trailhead over to the Al Bradley Pavilion over there, it looked fabulous. And so I just say thank you for working hard. And so who do I need to recognize?
Coastal.
You can, okay. Coastal Resources. I didn't mean to take away from that, Woody. Okay. And Philip. But anyway, but it was a great event. Sure was. Yes. So, anybody else? Anyone else? Thank you, Des.
Desiree Hodge. I'm the director at the Coastal Arts Center. Welcome, welcome. We're glad to have you all. Just want to remind the community about how we are honoring our veterans this year, and we have an exhibit that's coming in place next week for all of we have local veterans that have submitted art. It's a really moving thing to see, and if you want to come out, we're having a concert on Veterans Day. We're closed as a city, but we're having a concert that night that's very special. So that's put on by Freedom Sings USA, and it's part of the Frank Brown concert. So, Siri, come on.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Thank you. If you haven't seen the Frank Brown news, the musicians that come there that write the music and at the Coastal Resources Center, I mean Coastal Arts Center, it is an amazing event. Number one, the sound is so well. But sometimes they'll be one or two of them be singing, the other one be writing a whole new song as they're singing. And so it is really amazing. So look forward to that, Des. Thank you. Anyone else?
Is there an event at the Veterans Memorial on Veterans Day? I haven't seen that. No.
Next year.
Okay.
Do we know why the flag is flying half mast?
Dick Cheney.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
I thought it was because they hadn't passed a budget. I didn't know about Dick Cheney as well. I would like to recognize Ms. Frances Holt, our state representative. Thank you for coming out here today. She's done a wonderful job for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess I'll just say, as being one of the freshmen, thank you to the staff, mayor, and all you senior guys, you know, that have welcomed us. I feel very honored and excited to serve with y'all. Yeah. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We had a great meeting today. There'll be more meetings tomorrow, but you're in good hands with this mayor and council.
We're gonna get a picture with the call group at the end.
And yeah, we need a picture of the call group.
The what group?
Call. Coach Ryle, I'm a leadership leader.
One of them's talking about being a politician. You better watch out for him.
Well, if not,
you good, sir?
We stand adjourned.
All right.
I'm gonna